Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Our text for this celebration of Easter is our gospel reading, St. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. I will read it as we go, but this is the gospel of our Lord, and so we pray. Sanctify us, O Lord, by your truth. Your word is truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Verse 1 through 3. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. Do you know that this will be the same for us one day? Not too long in the future. This is what they will find in our graves. Nothing. All because when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Because he's risen. He is risen indeed. While they were perplexed about this, well, we won't be at all at that point. And while no one else will be either then, the end would have come, you see. Glory be, yes, glory be. And that will be here, right here. It will be right here with a new heavens and a new earth. Here. Just like God said by Isaiah. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. And the former things shall be remembered, shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. Because Jesus did this. Yes, he came and went to the cross to make all things new. He did. He does. And he will. In fact, is right now in us and for us, recreating. Yes, but on that day, our personal Easter, it will always be like what those ladies saw. Two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. That will be us, aglow. But we will not be frightened like them and won't bow our faces to the ground. We will say, hey there, Gabriel, Michael, glory be. And it will be ours. All that weight of glory in and around us, his, and because of his, our glory. And no, not this time. They won't be asking us, why do you seek the living among the dead? Because we will know, for we will see him. Jesus, the crucified one, crucified for us, the risen one, risen for us. We will know because we will see him face to face with our own eyes and not another's. And we too will stand upon the earth and know that our Redeemer lives. We will be seeing this in our new and risen bodies, like his glorious body. And he will be there, here, just as he told us. We will know, without a doubt, ever again. Yes, we will never forget or have any moments where we would ever question that the Son of Man was delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. We will not just have remembered his words. No, we will be living with and in those words. In a reality that is more real than anything we have ever lived. And returning from the tomb, just as we will be returning from ours, rising up and out into the skies, home at last with him. At last, yes, though the story will be told, but not that the others believe. There is no longer any need to, not in faith, as now it will be forever in sight. Faith is no longer necessary. it too shall pass away as hope, and it both of them are no longer needed. What remains, says St. Paul? Love. Love itself, Him. Yes, we still will want to tell the story, though. That wonderful story. Yes, all of it again and again, in awe, with joy. Yes, the retelling of what Jesus has done for us. And to thank and praise Him, our risen Savior, forever. But then we will be able to do so in person, face to face, and this forever, yes, as it is Easter. There will be no need to tell all these things to the 11 and to all the rest, as they will be there with us. Peter and John, Paul and Luke. They will say, hey, what did we tell you, huh? Didn't we? Well, I know it. Not as well as this, what you see here now. As being here with Him, knowing Him as we are known by Him now. Not that well, we didn't. But see, it's all true. Just like He told us. And Adam, hey Adam, come over here. Bring Eve. It's just like He promised in the garden. Right? Remember that promise? And Eve thinking, believing so much that she thought Cain would be him. Remember? But isn't this better than that garden? Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. Right on, dear ladies, just like you said. Thank you for telling us. For going and believing when we and they were too slow of heart and mind. Stubborn and unbelieving, thick. Hey, Peter, there was a reason they called you the rock. For that thing you call a head on your shoulders. I would imagine, thank our Lord, it got softer with age. Nice work in those letters. It helped us a lot over the years. Yes, they will say things like that. Like, yes, we remember those words that seemed to us an idle tale, and we did not believe them. But all that has been forgiven. What grace! We could never have imagined, thought it were ever possible, not like this, to think we had other plans. Wow, you know, like fishing or something. We are so glad now to have all that over with. But remember that day, Peter? You rose and ran into the tomb, stooping to look in, and you saw the linen cloths by themselves, and you went home marveling at what happened. Still marveling, aren't you, dear Peter? Yep, but by the look on all our faces, so are we, in wonder. That won't end soon. Nope, never, actually. All because He is risen. Yes, He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Ready? I'm saying this now to you. Ready? Dear people here in this house of our risen Lord Jesus, named after that dear saint, one of Jesus' first pastors, St. Timothy. You ready to be up and out of this place? It's our turn next. Just wait. We will be very soon now. It is Easter. But then it will be Easter, and then it will be forever. Christ is risen. Peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.